a monkey called a titty monkey.
Stop.
Or TT. And that it can...
Who, like, did high school boys, yes. junior high boys name
I'm imagining just a monkey with some massive heaters, as they would say. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Anyway, but this is a listener email that goes into Tales from the Campfire.
Awesome. So do you want to kick off with listener emails?
Yeah.
We have some fabulous listener email. Anybody who writes us in, if we read on the air, you send us your email, or sorry, your address, we will send you a shot glass.
That's right.
Sometimes we will send it and it will come back, we'll send it again.
It's an official Hey You Know It shot glass.
Yeah. It's not just a shot glass. Yeah. It has a logo on it and it's mailed with love. The special ingredient is love. So we have a new listener.
Right. And this is from Chloe V.
All right.
Chloe writes. What?
I like it. And it's Chloe V. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like she was like the cool girl in like junior high.
Right.
Who went to hang out with. She had tree thorns.
Right. And she had a good haircut.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she can pull that off.
She had the double bangs.
Yeah.
The claw and then the sprig on top.
Well, she has the nice shaped face.
Yes.
So.
We love you, Chloe.
Yeah. We have no idea what you look
Team
like.
Chloe.
We just made up a whole background for you. Okay. Hi, Jaquetta and Katie. First of all, I love your show. I listen to you guys every week, and I think you two are funny, witty, and very entertaining to listen to.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
People keep saying we're witty, and we're going to start to believe it.
Yeah.
And then we won't be stopped.
Every week, I look forward to your podcast to hear more interesting segments and more of your funny conversations. I especially like your Tales from Der Campfire segment.
Oh, nice. And, is that with a K?
No.
With a C?
With a C,
I'm not sure how to do
Der.
It. Der is correct.
It's the correct use. Yeah. As a creepy, scary story lover myself, I collect good, scary stories from wherever I can, including the internet.
Oh, cool.
I was wondering if you guys heard of creepypasta. Creepypastas are stories created by people, some unknown, and they get circled around the internet.
Okay.
And I've kind of seen these. I've kind of seen them around. I don't think we used one.
Is creepypasta a site?
Yeah, it's a site.
Okay.
And so I've seen somebody, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't use them, but I'm glad she redirected us back.
Okay.
Anyway, some of the monsters are created in the creepypasta stories become really famous and inspire more stories in other media.
Okay.
Like YouTube videos, indie games, etc. One example is...
The Girl Women.
Yes, the Slender Man.
Yes.
So that turned into a game after this.
Yeah, someone showed me the game. There are two versions of it. There's one version that's awesome, and then there's one version that just sucks. We just shine a light on things,
right.
And that's it.
The thing about creepypasta stories is that they get circulated around the internet so much that sometimes you don't know who wrote them and if some of them are fiction or not.
Okay.
I'll give you one story that's been around a while, even I don't know how long. As far as I know, no one knows who wrote it. And no one knows if it's fiction or not. The story is called The Holder in the End.
Ew.
The Holder in the End, yes.
Of what? Like at the end of days?
We'll find out.
Okay.
It was the very first, and it inspired a whole series of stories. The series became known as the Holder series. Jaquetta just made a face.
It just sounds creepy. It sounds either like a Scandinavian mystery or creepypasta.
Okay, so here is... So now we're going into our... So thank you, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. And now we usher in Tales from Dirt
Campfire. And your shot glass has been sent.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
nice.
We did this whole thing.
You can tell I didn't send it.
Right.
Oh, this is from the Lost episode. Remember, we tried to record this before.
What?
Remember, we tried to do a recording at the old studio.
Oh, right.
And it was canceled by ghosts, probably.
That's right.
So this is our second attempt at this. I hope it works.
Okay.
All right, cool. So this is our listener, new list, Chloe V, has sent in a Tales from Der Campfire, so I feel that I have to introduce the segment.
Go ahead.
And this is my favorite segment. It's called Tales from Der Campfire, with a C or with a K, where Katie and I retell fake lore, folklore, tales of the paranormal, creepy stories, and we give it to you here around the digital campfire, so gather around.
Yes. This one is called The Holder in the End.
Okay. I'm just imagining a ghost who's just stuck with it.
Yeah.
And he's just like, F it.
He has to carry the purses while everyone goes on the rides.
Everyone else goes a haunting.
Yeah.
He's out in the car.
Holding purses.
Yeah.
God.
In the end. I hope he gets revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, revenge. He's classy.
In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or a halfway house you can get yourself into. Now, the thing is, all right, I have to say...
Closed, hopefully.
Probably closed.
Okay.
But no, it's not, actually.
So
but
anywhere.
I have to say, like, the mental institution thing, you know, that's not so great.
I mean...
It's like, come on. It's like people who are sick. People, they're not evil. They just...
Yeah,
they're,
well, we're not saying that people are evil, but we're saying there's evil ghosts in there.
The ghosts.
Is that right?
Okay. Well, not... Anyway.
That probably doesn't help people.
Just go into a halfway house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
a halfway house is better? What about those people? Yeah. No one can. You don't care?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Just go somewhere.
They're getting their lives back together. Screw them. Bust in. Look for the holder in the end.
When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the holder in the end.
Okay. Go to a Nazi house. No one likes them.
Yeah.
Yes. No one's going to defend them in this story.
Go to a house for retired Nazis.
Yes.
That's it.
It's like the AARP of Nazis.
Yeah.
Just old-ass Nazis. They were like, we failed.
Yeah. Okay, should a look of childlike fear come over the worker's face, then you will be taken to a cell in the building. Childlike fear?
I don't know what that is.
So if you don't know what it is, go scare a child.
Yeah, take a picture and then match that up with what you see when you get to
childlike fear.
The Nazi retirement facility.
Okay, so back to the cell. They'll take you to a cell. It will be in a deep, hidden section of the building. And all you will hear is the sounds of someone talking to themselves echoing in the halls.
Okay.
It is in a language that...
Is it someone talking about the final solution? Again?
No.
Oh, we're back in the halfway house.
We're in the... let's say we're in the home for retired Nazis.
Okay.
Okay.
Crackhead Nazis.
Yeah. It is in a language you will not understand.
German.
Yeah.
Or Austrian German.
But your very soul will feel unspeakable fear. My very soul.
Your very soul.
Yours. Should the talking stop at this time, stop and quickly say out loud, I'm just passing through. I don't wish to talk.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see
here. So you go down to a cell to hear someone talking, and you're like, I don't want to talk
to
you.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Stop.
Yeah.
If you hear silence, flee. What? You just got there.
So you go in there, you say a couple things. You hear some mumbling, you're
no,
like...
No, you have to go. You have to go.
Okay.
Look for the childlike fear.
Okay, first. If you see that, then that person, childlike fear person...
Going to take you to the right
place.
Take
you to the right place. You'll go in there, you'll hear mumbling, but you're not to pay any mind to it.
Yeah, you say, I don't want to... Yeah, just say, I don't want to talk.
No, thank you.
Yeah. But if they're not talking, then get out.
Yeah.
Leave. Do not stop for anything. Do not go home. Don't stay at an inn. Just
don't
keep...
pass go. Don't collect $200. Just
where are you going to go?
Bolt.
Just keep moving and sleep where your body drops.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just keep going. What if it's SI?
You will know in the morning if you've escaped.
If you don't wake up, guess what?
Yeah.
You didn't escape. Didn't work.
Yeah. If the voice in the hall comes back after you utter these words, continue on. Upon reaching the cell...
Continue on?
Yeah.
That's what you say.
After the words, continue on. No. If you say to the...
I'm just trying to get this straight.
If you say to the person who is speaking in a language you don't know, if you say, I'm just passing through... Oh, no, I wish to talk. Sorry, I ruined the whole thing. I wish to talk. It's not like I don't want to talk.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right.
So it's like, hold on a second. I've got a few things to say.
Yes.
So you try to get a word in edgewise... Is the point here?
Yeah.
How rude.
Yeah.
How rude. Really? No one even asked you to come in here.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
it's
I get
like
it.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
And you say, excuse me, I wish to talk.
Yeah, I just want to say a few words.
All right, and if the voice comes back to you. If
Dr. they Tong.
It says,
Tong.
Continue on. If they're silent, then get the hell out.
Yeah, okay.
They don't want to talk to you. Sorry,
if
oh,
they just
man.
Give you a look like, really?
I would be the worst on Ghost Hunters. I'd be like... Make a sign of the cross. Oh, wait, no.
Not that way.
That's a Jewish ghost.
Yes. What do I do then?
Okay. Upon reaching the cell, all you see is a windowless room with a person in the corner speaking an unknown language and cradling something.
Mm-hmm.
That person will only respond to one question. What happens when they come together? That's what you have to ask.
Okay.
You see the person. All right, and
I
you
thought
say
you were asking me.
No.
I'm like, I don't know.
No, the person's in the corner.
Okay, cradling something, speaking German.
Right. What happens when they all come together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the person will stare into your eyes and answer the question in horrifying detail. Many
so long-winded.
Yeah. this giant.
Just let, let him go. Let him play it out. Because, frankly...
Yeah, nod your head.
Yeah,
and say,
just go along with it.
Many go mad in that very cell. Some disappear soon after the meeting, and a few end their lives. But most do, most do the worst thing and look upon the object in the person's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You will want to as well. Be warned that if you do, your death will be one of cruelty and unrelenting horror.
Apparently no one who has seen it has written anything about it because of the cruel death part.
Yeah. Your death will be in that room by that person's hand.
Mm-hmm.
That object is one of 538. They must never come together. Never.
I mean, are the other 537 somewhere, do they think you have them?
Oh, I
guess. About your person?
Right.
Like, what is it?
I don't know.
So, well,
it's an object, but it's something small enough to be in a hand.
But don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
That's going to be really hard to do. Because I'm probably going to be looking all over the place in there.
Yeah, and looking for the other things.
Yeah.
To come together.
To come together and
but
to see what happens.
They must never come together.
So that's
never.
Called the holder.
The holder of the end.
Of the end.
So it's he's got the last piece.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to wrest it out of his little hand. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the final piece?
Yeah, it's the final piece. But, you know, if he gets the other pieces and they all come together, then...
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this horrifying detail will come to pass.
Wow. Okay. Not bad.
Yeah.
A little weird, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. So this is good.
Yeah.
And I like the stories. And she says, if you want more, let me know. And I'll
There's a cliffhanger. She's the holder of this. She's like, if you want more.
The rest of the story.
Yeah.
She has other good stories.
The other 537 stories.
Definitely send us whatever links and we shall read them.
Yeah,
on
we
the show.
Want to find out about the beginning. The holder at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or any of them in the middle. Or the penultimate holder.
Yeah.
Would be nice too. The guy before, who was there earlier,
yeah.
And had the second to the last piece.
It was not so good.
Yeah, that's what the ghost is mumbling about.
The first guy.
Yes.
Was fired.
It was a dick.
The holder of the beginning.
Yes. I like it. Thanks, Chloe Lee.
Thank you.
Woo. That's a nice tale.
I love it.
It's creepy. I don't know what to make of it. Speaking of creepy, though, I got a piece of Bateman news.
Oh!
Yep, sure do.
Let's hear. Or this segment is called The Week in Jason Bateman.
Yeah, you weren't sure? It's The Week in Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason Bateman is an actor that's decent, and we like him. We're not in love with him, and we're not sexually attracted to
no,
him.
No, not at all.
But he's decent, so we decide to report on him.
And then since we've been reporting on him, he's kind of been blowing up his spot a little bit.
Yeah.
He's in the Academy. This is from Deadline Hollywood.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. Website. Called Deadline.com, which doesn't sound as good as Deadline Hollywood,
okay.
But it says Fox buys marriage comedy from Jason Bateman and Spike Ferriston.
What?
Yes. So, exclusive. Arrested Development star Jason Bateman is back at Fox, this time as a producer. But not with Will Arnett. It's not Dum Dum Productions.
Okay. All right.
This is his own thing. He cut Will out.
Really?
I'm just saying that. Bateman's Aggregate Films, that's his own company.
Okay.
That he does not have with Will Arnett.
By himself.
By himself.
It's like going like a lone wolf.
Yeah, in the night. is behind Wife Nanny. Hold for it. A multi-camera comedy from Seinfeld alum Spike Ferriston, which has received a script commitment with penalty.
What?
I don't know. It follows a sports executive who secretly hires a gay best friend for his wife in a misguided attempt to approve his marriage.
What?
That is, like, really the worst premise.
Wait, say it again. He is a what?
He is a Bateman. There's a wife name. All right. It's a sports executive,
okay.
Not played by Bateman.
All right.
Someone who secretly hires a gay best friend for his wife in a misguided attempt to improve his marriage.
What?
I don't know how a gay best friend
would
improve your marriage.
A gay best friend will talk to her about giving a good BJ.
Maybe. That's legitimate.
Yeah.
That's not a Fox comedy, though,
right.
Is it?
I don't
know.
So a Bojanski time comes around.
Sweet beach.
He's going to be like, oh, did you ever talk to your best friend about stuff?
Well, you think that kind of weird, you just hanging out with your gay best friend who just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The day before you weren't fabulous today. No one can stop you from being fabulous.
Yeah.
And he starts talking about beaches. So
I think that's going to happen to her. And then maybe she gets a makeover with it and she gets slutty outfits. Not even slutty outfits.
How are they going to keep that going for 13 episodes?
it's going to be this whole transforming her into something that the husband wants, starting with...
And a gay man is going to do that?
Yeah.
I think if I let some of my gay male friends make me over, it's not going to be what my husband is looking for. Like, I'm not saying I won't look great.
Yeah, you're going to look great.
Some of them are stylish, some not so much.
Right.
But I'm wondering already what kind of a gay character this is going to be. Is this, you know what I mean? Like, is this just going to be a regular old gay dude, like the kind of gay dudes that we know that probably don't know much about fashion?
Right.
And couldn't give a shit about...
I think it's got to be. It's all about Bojanski's.
It's yes. So you've nailed it.
Yeah.
And so have they. So that's what he's working on right now. He's got this thing. It's supposed to happen on Fox. Side note: Will Arnett's show, The Millers, already getting shitty reviews.
Yeah. That's not sad.
Yeah, it sounded sad to begin with. So good for Jason Bateman.
Right.
He's now a producer, a director, an actor. He is all those things and more. Can he sing? Can he dance? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
But he's given triple threat on the production side.
Mm.
So, good for him. I think it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's not too late for him to contact us.
Mm-mm.
I see he's already got representation, but, you know, we can put in a good word. So, that's our week in Bateman.
All right. I
don't think I'm going to watch that, just like we don't watch most of his films. I thought about we should do a Jason Bateman Film Festival one weekend.
Okay.
And try to watch at least two films. If we can.
That's your idea of a festival,
well,
too?
For Jason Bateman. You know? Identity Thief?
Yeah.
It was on the plane. I looked away.
It was so bad. When Melissa McCarthy was punching people in the neck, it was hilarious.
Yes.
I thought it was really funny.
Physical comedy. I saw a piece of her with Sandra Bullock, the movie she was in with Sandra Bullock. And it's their buddy cops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be really good as well. I don't know if she punched anyone in the throat.
I would love it if she did. I'll see that.
That's what you want to see?
Yeah.
Just cut all those together, her
right.
punching people in the throat.
Yeah.
I like it. So that's our week in Bateman.
Good.
Yeah, good for him. Wife
okay.
Nanny.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have here.
Got serious.
Yes. I was on Facebook and I read a status update of one very funny Catherine Wing.
Okay.
If you don't know Catherine Wing, she's a very funny comic improviser who works a lot out of the Magnet Theater.
Okay.
She's in a musical improv group called Bees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hard.
It's really...
It's hard for me to sing a song I know and I've practiced.
I know.
Let alone make up some
not
shit
only
on
that,
stage.
You have to... There's all different styles of songs and you have to just make up all the lyrics on the spot with whatever's going on.
Wow.
Really, really good. Anyway, so she just posted this today. She said, "My mom called my exorcist uncle, who lives on the other side of the world, to verify that my sister's apartment is haunted by evil spirits."
And?
Because she didn't put up a crucifix on her wall.
Really?
This is all true, by the way. This is like really happening. "I should also note that my mom was once possessed by a demon herself, but it didn't make her do anything evil. It just made her nauseous."
Sidebar. Nice.
It's a great day.
What?
It's like, what are you talking
so,
about?
So, I have a question.
Yeah.
As I went to Catholic school for 2 years, so I have a very cursory knowledge of it. Is that one of the powers of a crucifix?
What? To get rid of evil spirits?
Yeah. And if you just hang it up on the wall, that's it.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think so. I think, like, what you have to do is... for more power, you get a priest to come in.
Okay.
And bless the house and put up crucifixes in each room.
Wow.
And then, that's what she... Yeah, I think my mom... I grew up Catholic. My mom had the house blessed. And
but did you have a crucifix in every room?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
I said to her, I'm like, oh my God. I was laughing so hard, you know, because it's like in the midst of all the cat pictures and the pictures of feet...
People
talking about the food that they ate today.
Yes.
And she's like, my exorcist uncle. I was like, so I wrote to her and I was like, oh, can I read this on the show? And she said, and I was like, is there more to the story? And she said, oh, yes.
Oh, you know there is.
She said, my mom and her siblings were raised Catholic and she raised me and my siblings Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle trained as an energy healer over the last decade or so. And
that's not Catholic, is it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And he uses crystals and gemstones and a healthy dose of Judeo-Christian spirituality.
A heaping bowlful.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How
are you doing?
In the room. Sorry.
It's all right.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and...
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So the Hey You Know It studio is now secured again. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the rest of the story. Sure. So there's some rocks, a lot of Judeo-Christian theology.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess he's also an exorcist. I don't know how you can just, like, become an exorcist, but...
Practice.
She goes, I don't know how he learned.
I mean, you got to find people that have demons.
And then get rid of them.
Yeah, and exorcise them.
It's just trial and error.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know how he learned that. I don't know for sure whether my mom was for reals possessed by a demon, but she believed it. She had a general feeling of malaise and couldn't put a finger on it.
Oh, no, that's called having just an office job.
She needs, like, some wine.
Yes, some wine.
Wine in the afternoon will get rid of that.
Yes.
She finally called my uncle, who thought she was possessed by some sort of malevolent spirit.
Mm-hmm. Boredom.
I think he channeled her energy to try to exorcise her over the phone.
Really?
Yeah, she
was. It's a bit cheap.
Right.
Like, it's his sister. So, and he's someone who does exorcism.
Yeah,
so he believes in it. But he's like, I'm not coming over
there.
No,
I'm like, put the demon on, please.
Yes, put him on speaker.
He doesn't want to talk. Well, I just heard him in the background.
You know what? FaceTime it.
Yeah, right.
So, okay. So he's just doing quick on the phone.
So she follows his advice, and she goes to the church and has a crucifix necklace blessed by a priest.
Okay.
So that's what he told her to do.
Okay.
So go and get a necklace blessed.
A Jesus piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she went to the church, did it. She put the necklace on at the church, and she was walking down the steps, and the necklace broke and fell to the ground.
Good grief, it was a cheap necklace.
No.
Sorry.
It was the demon.
The demon.
She says the demon was so strong that it broke the necklace.
Okay. So, you know what? You need a stronger crucifix.
Right.
You need something you can wear, like a full body action.
Right. She fixed the necklace and put it back on, and the demon's been gone since then, she thinks.
Okay. Are you sure she just didn't do the clasp properly? Was that a lobster clasp? Like, what was...
The lobster?
Then the lobster clasps, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Very
right.
Serious.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, we're safe.
People, check your Jesus pieces before you walk out the church.
Right. Yeah. She goes, well, you know, Catherine, you know, likes the whole... She's like, I'm a hippie-ish kind of person, so I kind of... believe in the energy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks, but really, this particular situation is maybe the magical alchemy of my mother's paranoia, maybe guilt of not being a good enough Catholic.
Mm-hmm. And maybe bad findings on jewelry.
And conveniently mixing in with my uncle's woo-woo.
Woo-woo means so many different things. It's a drink at a Korean restaurant. It can also, it's a slang term for vagina.
I know. So she says
woo-woo.
Yeah, there's something kind of funny about conducting an exorcism over the phone, which we agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm not getting fully exorcised.
Right.
Like, that's literally phoning it in.
Could you leave a voicemail for the demon and then suddenly have the demon hear it and
yes.
be like...
Listen, the demon's just in the apartment, notices there's a couple messages like... Mm.
It's like, hey, demon,
let me just check it out.
I'm
like, oh, snap, no. Oh, I gotta get up out of here.
Yeah, so Catherine is in several shows coming up. She is at the Magnet Theater on...
It's a plug.
Yes, October 27th, November 10th, December 1st, and December 15th.
Doing her musical stuff?
Doing all sketch. Sketch comedy, too. Yeah, she's all over the place.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, so, yeah, go check her out. Look up Catherine Ring. Very funny.
Cool. We'll put a link as well. Thank you, Catherine. So I have a Hey You Did Not Know It.
Oh, yes. Hey You Didn't Know It is a segment where we report on the oblivious living among us.
Yes. So I've got a piece of news here from Korea.
Okay.
The title is Why Korea's Jellyfish Shredding Robot Might Be a Bad Idea.
What?
So apparently...
Wait a minute. I didn't know jellyfish shredding... was a necessity.
Have you not been following this jellyfish debacle?
No.
They're getting... As the seas warm up...
Oh, okay.
For whatever reasons, we're not getting into Al Gore territory. I'm just saying the seas are getting warmer, and there are more and more jellyfish.
Okay.
And some of these things are like 6 feet across.
Nice.
And they clog up things. That they clog up nets. One of them shut down a nuclear power reactor, and I think that's a political action, but whatever. And it's like you're pulling up your nets, and they're just full of huge 6 foot. You know, long jellyfish with tentacles. These things are huge.
So are we going to have T-shirts with jellyfish on them, and that's going to be
the thing,
like, to talk about the environment?
Well, we should be... Okay, so what they have done is they have decided to create autonomous robots that travel in swarms and use cameras and GPS systems to navigate. When these robots find a swarm of jellyfish, they encircle them with a net. And then they suck the jellyfish through a propeller and tearing them into shreds.
Nice.
Each swarm travels at 11 kilometers per hour and can churn up to 900 kilograms of jellyfish
an
hour.
Really?
into ribbons. So they capture these jellyfish and then they shred them. Mm-hmm. So it's the only problem with this is that some of the jellyfish are so damn tough mm-hmm. that they can't be shredded and they just stick in the machine and are like, F you.
And you ain't ready for this jelly. Yes. Is that the lyric?
Another group of jellyfish, they get shredded. But so instead of having one big stinging jellyfish, now you've got a million jellyfish pieces everywhere that wash up on the shore and sting people anyway. Because a jellyfish does not need to be allowed to sting you.
Oh,
so that's another problem.
That's right.
The third
They're like
problem,
zombies that way.
The third problem is, and I'm like, you guys didn't see this come in Korea? Some of the jellyfish, when you cut them, they quickly go into fertilization. And they create tons of little jellyfish.
Oh, get out.
So it's like you shred them, there's a dude,
They're monsters.
Another, and
oh
they
my God.
All of a sudden you got a shitload of jellyfish everywhere.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is science. Hey, you didn't know it? You didn't know that these animals were going to start to, they're like almost like regenerating.
Yeah, science.
They should know that.
They should totally
You can't just
know
go around. I mean, these things have been around for like forever. They ain't going anywhere. I say, put them on the menu.
That's
put them
it.
On the menu.
Yeah.
I've had jellyfish before. It's not bad.
All right. That's you know? A great idea.
Yeah, put it on the menu. Someone says here they could humanely harvest them. I don't know how humane that's going to be.
No.
Harvesting an animal.
No.
Nicely, I guess. Approach them from the front. They say remove the salt and then turn them into mulch and they can use that to fertilize fields.
Jaquetta, you're
idea.
Solving the world's problems.
Yep.
One
jellyfish at a time.
Yeah.
I love jellyfish. I'm fascinated by them.
They're pretty.
I'll put up some videos. The ones that are 6 feet across,
mm-hmm.
it's scary.
I love
like,
it.
Like if it came over to you, it could just smother you
That's
in the
awesome.
Water. But they're beautiful and fascinating to watch. I don't know how I'd feel about shredding them up, though.
Well.
I don't know. I'd eat one, though.
Okay.
And that's my hey, you didn't know it.
I love it.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Way to go.
Yeah. Same thing happens when you squash a cockroach. Their eggs fly out. And then you have more cockroaches
if you're
not careful.
Right.
Hey. Anyway, what do you have?
Well, let's see. I have a... I have advice on advice.
Sweet. Advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that frankly stinks to high heaven.
It's unqualified.
It's unqualified, and we're going to improve upon it, and we give advice on that advice. Hence, sweet A on A,
okay.
Advice on advice. So who is this from today?
This is from E.G.
Sweet.
Dear E.G.
I went and I looked at pictures of E.G., and she loves an umbrella.
And
a glass of wine.
Right. She's soaked in it.
Yeah. That's what the umbrella's for. Yes. So what does E. Jean have to say?
So the question is, dear E. Jean, I come from an Amish community.
Mm-hmm. But I read L.
Yeah. 7 years ago, I left home to go to a prominent university. I graduated.
It's like an Amish situation, a university.
Right.
Very general. I'm a woman.
In the world.
In any town, USA.
Yeah.
Okay.
I graduated with a triple major, business, economics, philosophy.
I'm sorry, but you can't know anything about any of those.
Right.
Three majors?
Can't.
Whatever.
Are you sure you just took a bunch of classes?
Yeah, I could say that too. I graduated with a French philosophy and painting, medieval studies, and theater major.
Yeah.
And you?
And now I'm extremely busy. It's a wonder I find the time to write this letter.
Mm-hmm. What? Okay.
All right. 25-year-old go-getter working for a landmark company.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
What is landmark?
Like, what does it mean? Like a monument? What is it?
You put a...
Like, what is a land... Okay,
yeah,
fine.
All right.
Yeah. A landmark company, yes.
I'm a sophisticated lady who loves Tiffany's and dark chocolate.
A sophisticated lady. It's like a Duke Ellington. Like, I imagine her... With a fur coming down like a, you know,
right.
Winding stairs. Like.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
She's got a hat with a net that comes over
her
eyes.
She's sophisticated.
Yeah.
Lady.
She loves Tiffany's and dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real sophisticated.
Yeah. I recently went home, visited my parents, and discovered that a guy that I had a crush on had moved back and was living alone and she has an exclamation mark next after the alone.
Because of Amish?
Yeah. On the farm next to us. So
okay.
He's back and living alone on the farm.
He's gay.
He's an absolutely stunning, intelligent, and compassionate 26-year-old man.
Gay.
we spent a lot of time together when we were children. Mm-hmm. We were, as kids say today, BFFs.
Gay.
Now we've met again and
he's like, let me just hook up with somebody so they can stop talking about me and Hamish. Because it's 2013, people.
Now we met again and oh, I remembered him. Funny, considerate, charming, attractive, no, gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and pleasant to talk to.
All right.
I don't want to be Amish again. But
you're still Amish, bitch. Just because I left my small town in rural Maryland, but I'm still a black person in the country.
Right,
like, that's not going to change.
Yeah, right.
Now I'm an Asian city person.
Yeah.
Now that I live in New York. I've changed everything. I don't want to go back to being black from the country.
I want to be with him. Love may be on the line. What should I do? What
mm-hmm.
should I say to him? From heart on a string.
Wow. That's a tough one. It is, because she's left the community and he clearly came back.
And where's she going to get Tiffany's and dark chocolate?
I don't know. Maybe they can make some. No, it's probably forbidden.
Verboten.
But the whole thing.
So E. Jean writes, my string, Miss String, my sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
She sounds like she's going to eat her after she's finished responding to her letter. She just did a spinneret situation.
I know. Well, she must be delicious, filled with dark chocolate.
Yes.
Now, let's not put the horse before the cart here.
Ugh. Oh, God.
E. Jean.
Racist.
How dare you?
Yeah.
A crush, even a grown-up one, is a delicate thing. It can be strangled to death by a frown at a barn raising.
Watch out. E. Jean's a witch. It can be strangled to death, my dear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, are you 100% absolutely cast iron certain that you want to be
cast iron? She just anything. I mean, what's missing? What else do they do? Is there anything about pigtails? Is a pitchfork involved? I mean,
an abacus.
Yeah, she just
gonna
like,
do that. Yeah.
Well-made furniture references, beards,
bread.
Like, yes, bread.
Bread. Okay. Then go back, girl. Return home. How many long summer rambles, shared plates of hot apple pie, and moonlit buggy rides it will take to make you acquainted with your own heart? Let alone understand what's going on in his.
You know what? I would love to talk to someone who's living in an Amish community about this romance that we're creating being Amish. It seems like it's very hard.
Yeah.
And the country...
Life. Why do this with
me? I don't know. The puppy mills? Okay.
Okay. But only once you know it is love, you can talk and laugh about your future together. Because it's going to be a bitch.
Well, snap. Are you serious? That was
Eugene wrote this.
Girl, run.
Either
gallop off, Samantha.
Either you give up your career at the Landmark Company and join Mr. Stunning off the grid,
mm-hmm.
or he leaves the farm and meets you for breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
Neither seems quite right, huh?
Yeah. Wah, wah.
But two people truly attracted, two people who fell for each other in their youth, and again as tender 20-somethings, should be able to come up with a plan.
Mm.
Whether the plan works is another question.
This is terrible. She's like, I want to use a lot of metaphors here.
Yeah.
But ultimately, run.
Yeah, so I advise you both to keep your senses of humor. That's E. Jean's advice. Keep your sense of humor because it ain't going to work out.
I would say, I don't know what the rules are in the Amish community on premarital sex,
Yeah, that's it.
And just get it out of your system.
Just
literally. Get the
bang
corn
away.
On the cob metaphor.
Right.
Whatever you want to.
Slather the butter.
Yes, bale of hay.
Churn the
butter. Churning butter. Yeah, corn cob pipes.
Right.
Cleaning, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Wow. I didn't know. That's
I
not
know the
advice.
Old roll in the hay.
I feel like when you, because being from a small town,
mm-hmm.
and you go away to the big city, quote unquote, and you come back.
That's sophisticated.
There's like a, no. But there's a real, I don't feel sophisticated when I go home. I still feel like a dork, like I was when I was there. But there's like a, you know, when you're younger and you see a guy, you're like, oh, I dated a farmer once for like a minute. And then I was like, what the F am I doing? This is never going to work. I'm in the Bronx.
No.
This guy's on the farm.
I met a cowboy once, and he was like,
oh. It must be hard for those guys.
Yeah. And it was
because everybody wants to sleep with him, but nobody wants to
Yeah, because you know what? It was like, oh, he's so cute. And then he was like, yeah, I live out on the ranch. It gets lonely up there, just me and my dog.
Dried up right away.
Yeah.
Ew. Awful. Again, see you later.
I was like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go now.
Yeah.
Now.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like. Okay, E. Jean.
E. Jean.
Great on the metaphors, but on the advice,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. So I have something here, us, for unpopular science.
Oh, okay.
So this is...
Unpopular science is a segment where we take... We're afraid of the future... the upcoming robo-apocalypse.
Probably in 2016.
And all that technology is bringing forth.
Yeah. So this is something that I think you'd mentioned before. We talked about being able to monitor things on your body.
Yes.
So I was on the plane, and I found this in the Hemispheres magazine, which mm-hmm. is for whatever airline. And there are three things in it that really disturbed me. One was a radio frequency identification tattoo. It's like the size of a hair.
Oh, what?
And
wait a minute.
Mm. It's flexible, and it's electronic circuits that can be attached to your skin or disguised as a regular tattoo. They're called biostamps.
What?
And basically, okay. So you know how we're talking about devices where you can like put something on you
sure.
and monitor yourself?
Yes.
Well, this is just like something that's really thin that can be somehow
adhere to your skin
and can monitor you all the time.
What? Oh my God. Because you don't even know it's there. Someone can put it on you.
Exactly. Someone can put it right. I have tattoos. Someone can stick it on my existing tattoo.
And that's
would
it.
Never know. It's a hair.
Someone could put it on my back. I never look at that.
This, neither do I. Someone says these tattoos will jibe now with the generation. Right away, this guy's out of touch.
Yeah.
It will jibe with the generation more accustomed to wearing ink than watches. Who doesn't wear a watch? Even if it's just like a fashion
you
thing.
People wear watches.
Yeah.
People it's not like they're out.
Watches. Yeah. The other thing is a pill that you can swallow. It contains tiny sensors. And the sensors stay in your stomach. Mm. So the pill goes away.
Oh, God.
The sensors stay in your stomach. And the information contained in the sensors allow your whole body to be a password.
Ew.
So you could go over to your smartphone and just touch it, and it would know it was you.
With your belly?
No, with your finger. Your whole body.
I want everyone to put their cell phone on their stomach and rub
yes.
it around. Be like
a sonogram.
So I want to buy this on Amazon. Here's my password.
Mm. It makes your whole body like a password for everything.
Ew.
I know, it's kind of creepy.
So then you could just like run by, you go through the airport scanner and just...
Mm-hmm. The other thing they came up with, this is Korean Emerging Technology Lab, is working on software that will allow us to use our thoughts to launch an app.
Okay.
I don't like that one either. The problem with that, they said, is what if you think about paying your credit card bill?
Why don't you just...
And that's paid. But you didn't think about half of the money.
Yeah.
It's like, boom. So these are all things that are supposed to interact somehow with a smartphone. I feel like I have enough fucking interaction with my phone already.
Right.
Like, there's too much interaction, possibly, with it. I don't want to swallow a pill and then have sense. They could put anything in there. They could tell you that the sensors are going to wear off in 48 hours, and they would be there for the rest of your life. And you would never have any idea what was going on. Same thing with the tattoo. I could just stick a hair on you. I could put it on your head. You wouldn't even know. You just think it was an errant hair.
I know. And then you'll know everything.
Just brush it aside, and then I would know everything.
You could tell me to go places
yes.
that you can't get into.
You would just start going to a place and be like, why am I at Starbucks?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, you could have me run errands for you.
Yeah, and buy stuff as well, apparently. Because you could think about something and then have it bought.
Yeah,
I don't know about any of these things.
This is terrible.
They're saying some of these things may work, some may not work. But my mind always goes to the government or some, like, shadowy organization.
Yeah. But all these are the best, you know, the best case scenarios that they actually work.
Yeah.
Think of everything that goes wrong with it.
The best case scenario, yeah. It would be to use it for my phone. The worst case scenario is mind control.
Yes.
Always. With robots. Right. So, I don't know, that just freaked me out.
And it's freaky.
What do you have?
Well, listeners, we have our segment called a dramatic reading.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
We got to come up with something snappy. If anyone has a better name for dramatic reading,
let a dramatic us know. Reading with Hey You Know It.
With Hey You Know It.
Today featuring
me,
Jaquetta.
Yes. Surprise.
Yeah. In this reading from the seminal Breakfast Club.
Yes. And if you haven't seen or heard of the Breakfast Club, please stop the podcast, go download it, watch it, and then come back.
Yeah. Okay, so I will be playing the part of John Bender.
Okay. Who was originally played by...
Judd
Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
Yeah, so you will be playing Judd Nelson.
I am Judd Nelson in this scenario.
And I am Molly Ringwald, Claire Standish.
That's right. Okay, and I will also be reading the stage directions.
And the stage directions are Katie's own.
I made them.
Yes.
Okay. Interior, library, day.
Well played.
There are six tables in two rows of three. A bunch of kids have detention. It's Saturday. Usually detention is after school, but at this school it's on Saturday for some reason.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I
think you probably couldn't do that nowadays.
No. We see Claire, pretty, prissy, and Rich, sitting there. Bender is a badass guy wearing flannel. His nostrils are flared.
Really?
Yeah.
The flared part.
I watched this.
And was he flaring them?
Or he just keeps them open the whole time? They're flared, and then they flare more.
That's method.
That is Judd Nelson. All right, so now you're Claire, and I am Bender.
What's your name?
What's yours?
Claire.
Claire?
Claire, it's a family name.
No, it's a fat girl's name.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not fat.
Well, not at present, but I could see you really pushing maximum density. You see, I'm not sure if you know this, but there are two kinds of fat people. There are fat people that were born to be fat, and then there's fat people that were once thin, but they become fat. So when you look at them, you can kind of sort of see the thin person inside. You see, you're going to get married. You're going to squeeze out a few puppies, and then...
And then I gave him the finger.
Right. Oh, obscene finger gesture from such a pristine girl.
I'm not really that pristine.
You a virgin? I bet you $1 million that you are. Let's end the surprise. It's going to be a white wedding.
Why don't you just shut up?
Have you ever kissed a boy on the mouth? Have you ever been felt up over the bra, under the blouse? Shoes off.
You'd have a lawsuit nowadays.
Hoping to God your parents don't walk in. What's with the shoes?
Do you want me to puke? And the footwear is important.
Over the panties, no bra. Blouse unbuttoned. Calvin's in a ball on the front seat past 11 on a school night. Oh, Andrew the jock tells Bender to leave Claire alone. The two end up wrestling.
So Andrew is Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, and then he's like, leave her alone. And he's like, make me. And then they wrestle.
And then he beats the shit out of him.
Basically pins him in like a second.
Yeah, it's hard because he's like a wrestler or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, this also kind of reminded me of like Silence of the Lambs. Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, that's how you should have played it.
All the way to the FBI. Yes. You're on your... What was it, in the farm, and there were lambs, and...
And he smelled her.
Yeah.
He said, I could smell you from here,
so it was basically like Silence of the Lambs, but in high school.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
I remember watching this movie and thinking how cool it was, because I didn't go to a public school. And I was like, wow, this public school looks really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it has, the library is, like, really awesome.
It was, like, modern design.
Yeah. It had all the stuff in
open
it.
Open air.
And they had all the genres represented.
Yeah.
I love these kind of movies that take place in one day. What was the point of that movie, though?
The point was...
it was a slice of life.
No, it was all the different groups, everyone from a different clique, a different walk of life, get together, and you're all really the same, after all.
But at the end...
Once you get to know each other.
Are they going to talk to each other?
Their masks were camed down. They wore their masks of popularity,
or the scrounginess,
or jock.
Or nerd.
Nerd.
Right.
And then
or Ally Sheedy, which is a whole other mess.
Or whatever that was.
And then at the end, there's a question as to will they acknowledge each other?
Don't forget about me.
When they see
me
on Monday. Yeah.
As they
say. And then he raises his fist in the air at the end.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Freeze frame at the end. Yeah.
Yes. That's too bad he didn't jump in the air, but it was still very good.
And people hook up.
I loved these John Hughes movies growing up, but it was bittersweet for those of us who are not white.
Yeah.
Because there were never any black people. I'm like, this shit's in Chicago.
I know, right?
And then there were sometimes they had some detestable Asian characters.
A stereotypical, really bad stuff.
Yeah,
that you can't,
but it's interesting because it's like, I didn't know Asian people, those kind of Asian people. Uh-huh. And by those kind of Asian people, I meant recent immigrants. Everyone I knew that was Asian was just like, you know, they'd been there as long as, you know. So when I saw these stereotypes and then I met Asian people, I was like, what's going on? Like, who are these people?
Yeah, right.
Maybe this is just Asian people in Chicago. Like, I couldn't understand.
And, you know, and one of the things that I like about this, when they teach you in screenwriting or any other stage writing plays, stage writing.
Writing for the stage.
To make it all in one location, like, don't be all over the place. Don't have your characters running all over town and going to Paris and then they're in New York and then they're... in one room, and this was all done in the school library, basically.
Yeah, they had one scene where they go into the hallway,
yeah,
and that's it.
One scene where they're crawling around the vents, and
yeah.
A scene outside, and that's it.
A cheaply made film.
Cheaply done, and that's what people will look at, because
yeah.
they'll be like, I don't have to spend a lot on sets.
No, you sure don't.
Not
for this.
They did not.
I like it.
There you go.
Where are they all now?
Nobody knows.
Who? John Capellas.
Who?
He played Carl.
Carl the janitor.
Oh, okay. Anthony Michael Hall, we all know what happened to him. Nothing.
Yeah.
Paul
Molly Ringwald.
Amelia Estevez. Well, Paula Abdul happened to him. Ali Sheedy wrote a book.
Nice.
She was nice to mice. It was cool.
Good for her.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
So, we're really excited to have Marcy back in the studio.
Hooray.
With us.
Marcy Currier is here.
Yes, and Marcy is our resident intuitive. And so, I'm going to ask her for some advice. This is not really advice on advice, but this is a bit I found in the New York Post. And it says, attorney who hosted a going-away party for himself before going to jail is disbarred. So, this guy's name is Tabor Benedict, and he's a Manhattan social fop, it says. You don't hear that every day.
It's a social fop.
A dandy?
Oh, I want to be a social fop.
A dandy. He hosted a going away party for himself to announce that he was moving to Europe, but in reality, he was going to the big house.
Oh.
Because he had a DWI crash in the Hamptons on July 4th of 2011, and he left the scene. He hit someone on a bike. And
oh, wow.
then he rolled away.
Oh, wow.
So the person is okay, but the person was really, really
that
injured.
Right there makes him a bad lawyer.
Mm-hmm. he's currently serving 3 to 10.
Oh, wow.
Upstate.
Wow.
And he pled guilty to 10 charges, including vehicular assault, DWI, leaving the scene, whatever. He's a jet-setting prepster, and he was a corporate associate at Hughes, Hubbard, Reed, Schultz, Roth, Zabel, White, and Case.
Wow.
I'm like, is anyone not a partner? there's like all these guys in one
if
secretary.
If you're looking for a lawyer,
yes.
one-stop shopping.
So I want to know, what's in the cards for Tabor Benedict
right.
in his time in jail? What is he going to get out of his 3 to 10 at
right.
Hudson Correctional Facility?
And I do have to say, there's an ethically tricky area of doing readings for people who aren't asking for the readings
mm-hmm.
for themselves. So but because he is at this point a public figure.
Yep. It's in the Post.
And
yeah.
also, seems like someone that could use some assistance right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I feel like when you are in the midst of a series of bad decisions, sometimes you need an intervention.
And then
who better than we?
What brought it to my attention was the thing that he threw a party for himself and didn't tell people at the party what the party was for.
Was he disbarred for
he
throwing
was,
the party?
No, he was disbarred because he committed a crime.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
But at All the right. party, he was like, I'm going to Europe. And then later on, the guests find out he's
okay.
going to the joint.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what we're dealing with, Tabor, we know you're really brilliant, and that's the thing. You're really intelligent, and for whatever reason, I've had a bizarre for you sort of slip of the mind. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is not typical behavior. This is not a good time, and I feel like all of this has culminated to bring you back into yourself. That's the... Sometimes we have that. You know, you
yeah.
get the reality check that really helps you get
oh,
your
Oh, he's about to get 3 to 10.
Together.
Yeah, that's a huge reality check.
This is definitely one of those things where he is not going to be able to talk his way out of this mess. He's not going to, like... And I feel like, you know, the sense I get is that he's someone who usually is great at all of that. And then that's what makes you sloppy. That's what makes you mess up, is when you start taking it for granted that you're going to be able to just... Do
you believe
you
in your
do.
Own.
So, you
yes.
know, the advice card is the 5 of Cups, which says it's just deal with your feelings. This is a very sad situation and it's time to be sad.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and overall, how do we expect things to turn out? You know, this is the end of your career.
Wow.
Oh, God. There's not a lot you can do about it, and so I really encourage... I have the Ten of Pentacles reversed, the Magician reversed, and the High Priestess upright, which says... And this is good for anyone to know. When these cards come up, a lot of time we spend so much time figuring out, oh, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do? And we stop kind of thinking about, how do I do it? Where am I coming from when I'm doing this thing? And so you will have a lot of time... I feel terrible.
Oh, no.
You have a lot of time to sit
about
and
3 to 10.
3 to 10, yeah.
So you can spend the next 3 to 10 years sitting, thinking, spending time diving more deeply into yourself, becoming more spiritual. The High Priestess usually encourages developing a meditation practice,
mm-hmm.
tapping into the silence, the emptiness within, and really, like, taking yourself to another level internally. Things have just kind of gotten out of hand
on the external level. So it's time to regroup internally. And so just sit tight. You got this. And when you get out, you'll have a lot, you know, plenty of new ideas. You are a brilliant person with lots going on. Just
so
for
in
a little
2023,
while.
Yeah. When
yeah.
you get out,
when you're on the scene again, you're gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does look like the end of the career road.
Yeah, this guy's probably not going to be practicing again anytime soon.
Right.
Marcy, if people are looking to get in contact with you, how can they do so?
Best thing to do is text 860-823-8605 or send an email to marcy@metamarcy.com, M-A-R-C-Y @metamarcy.com.
And you have the Hey You Know It special.
Hey You Know It special, $20 for 20 minutes. It's a huge deal.
So say, hey,
huge
you know
deal.
It to Marcy, and she'll know exactly. That's a good view.
Thank you.
We got a tweet that...
oh, sweet.
From Found Cheeses.
Nothing wrong with some cheddar. In your life.
It said, let's see. Sent us a link. It says, hey, you know it, for the campfire. Yeah.
We should just do campfire. Yeah, that's all anyone cares
campfire,
about anymore.
Right. It's about Fort Kent, Windigo. And there was a link to a show called Creepy Canada.
Okay.
Which is like a 45-minute show about creepy stuff in Canada. And I watched.
So aptly named.
Yeah. But basically, a maple leaf, the opening credits, this maple leaf floats in.
The Molsons go by.
And it says creepy across, and it lands. And then they have these reenactments of these different ghost stories.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, and I love a, you know, a paranormal witness. I love reenactments of ghost
stories. Celebrity ghosts, yeah.
Celebrity ghosts. This show has the politest reenactments. It's like the woman walked down the street and she saw a man come out, but he was transparent and he had whip marks on him.
Mm-hmm.
And this man comes out and he politely turns around and shows the whip marks. It's like. And then,
is this a haunting or not?
Yeah, right. Right. And
this
then
is pageantry.
And then he disappeared. And it was like, doo-doo-doo, he disappears.
If it had been an American thing, he would have screamed it, he would have gotten it out, waved
right,
it around.
Right.
It would have been terrifying.
And then they did a bit on the Wendigo, which is
yeah.
the spirit that takes over somebody, and they kill and eat people, basically.
Yeah, as one does.
So this guy, apparently, was possessed by a Wendigo, and he killed his whole town.
Mm-hmm.
But we did not see any blood. We did not see any biting. It was just like he kind of walked out of his house, and then people were lying on the ground.
Really?
that was
this is like a kid's version of what
right.
happened.
Yeah, and then there was another one where there was people died in a jail and they were beaten to death.
Uh-huh.
And the beatings were like...
Just light taps?
Light taps with the foot.
They were nudges.
Yeah.
And then the people laid out.
And it was like... And even the narrator was like...
Creepy Canada. Not so creepy Canada.
Well, it was terrible.
Maybe they're
the
trying
violence ensued.
They don't want to condone violence.
Yeah.
But when you do it like that...
Super polite Canada.
Wow. Oh,
and
Canada.
They're polite ghosts.
Creepy Canada. I have, I'll do one
so
last.
So thank you, Found Cheeses.
Yeah, thank you, Found Cheeses. I have one small thing here. You know, I'm freaked out by it. Monkeys.
Yes, I love a monkey wearing clothes.
Wearing clothing,
and you don't like monkeys.
I don't like a monkey at all.
Any way, shape,
so, the one, I found a couple things about animals talking, which I think is wrong. Like, we should not allow them to talk to each other. If we see them talking, we should break them up.
Wait, you mean
in their
own
language?
In their own language.
No,
okay.
Not in, well, in this case, in Korean. Apparently, there's an Asian elephant male
mm-hmm.
that can imitate 5 Korean words.
What?
According to Tecumseh Fitch, and this sounds like BS, of the University of Vienna, Fitch told Discovery News that Koshik, that's the Asian male elephant,
uh-huh.
his vocabulary consists of 5 words, Anyang, which means hello, which you will know if you've seen Arrested Development.
Yes, of course.
Anya, which means sit down, Anyi, no, so 5 things. Said some of the words were commands that he learned to perform, and then other words apparently he learned because he was given feedback. Just the idea of giving an animal feedback. It's like, I like what you did, but could you do it like this?
Yeah, right. Are you kidding? Wait a minute.
So he can say 5
words. Does he know what
words.
They mean?
I have no idea. Okay. I imagine that he's getting a bit of food after each thing. And he's like, and they're giving him some food. Yeah, right. He just keeps saying it.
Right, right.
It's only four words.
He has a certain like pitch to his animal voice that makes it sound like it. Because you've seen the video of the dog that can say, I love you.
Yeah.
It's like
he's not saying, I love you.
He's just barking, but it sounds like, I love you.
Yeah. So it sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
So there was another one. There's a monkey called a titty monkey.
Stop.
Or TT. And that it can...
Who, like, did high school boys, yes. Junior high boys name
I'm imagining just a monkey with some massive heaters, as they would say. Yeah. So apparently this monkey can alarm the other titties, as it were, to tell them that there's a kind of a predator coming around, mm-hmm. and it can say where the predator is located.
Okay.
And I'm like, good. Because isn't this what animals are supposed to be doing for each other? Like, you're in a group of animals and you cannot say, hey, Katie, look out behind you, you're not going to get very far as a species. That's what I'm thinking.
No. You have to look out for each other.
Yes.
Have each other's back.
Or if you know how to say it and you just don't say anything.
Like, whatever.
That's a different story. Then they also have some bonobos that have exclaimed yum when they like food and ooh when they don't.
Come on.
That to me is too far already.
Those are not words.
That's too much vocabulary for me, though, for a monkey. And then a last one, they have that some apes and some gorillas, the worst, they have learned the vocabulary of 1,000 words in sign language.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
That's not cool.
Coco the gorilla, say hi.
It's Coco.
Yeah. Coco's fantastic.
We should never allow Coco back into the wild because the first thing he's going to do is teach those other motherfuckers how to do this, and they're going to come back with guns.
Planet of the Apes.
It's going to be Planet of the Apes. Why would you do this? There's a reason why we can talk,
and they can't. Yeah.
They start figuring this stuff out millions of years from now, we're going to be sorry. We're all going to be sorry.
Yeah.
1,000 words?
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I wonder what the words are. I feel like the words probably aren't like, you
That's
know.
An essay that you would do on in detention on The Breakfast Club.
Prime directive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are the words? Yeah. Kill has got to be in there.
Right, right, right.
He's probably using the other ways to find out what does kill mean. And how can I tell other people to kill? I don't know. I don't like it. They live for a long time too. And apparently now they've learned how to giggle like people.
No.
If I fucking see that shit.
That's I'm gonna immediately look for video on that.
Yeah, I'll give you a link.
Okay.
I couldn't watch it because I hate.
You hate primates.
I hate primates. I cannot deal. If I see an animal giggling or making a person sound, I'm gonna treat it like a person and stab it in the throat. If I can. If I even have time. If I see a monkey laughing, just giggling to himself, you know, on 28th Street or whatever, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's terrible.
It is awful.
I feel like they're not actually laughing. It's mocking.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
They are mocking. Yeah, I would not doubt that they are mocking.
Giggling? Hell to the no. Mm-mm. I don't like it at all. Next thing you know, they make another noise like,
like, disparaging.
What is a tisk tisk noise? Tut tut.
Tut tut.
Wagon girl. Right. If I hear any of that, I don't any colloquialism.
Any disapproving.
Yeah, disapproving stuff.
Yeah.
Or just, if I hear a monkey say anything that's just like a side comment like, oh snap, I'm out. Yeah. Like, anything like
Very
that.
Good.
I don't care what it is. And that's all I got.
Great. That's great.
All right. Apes that can giggle. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
Sorry.
It's all right.
Did we forget to... Are there two doors?
Yeah, there are two doors, but...
Let me close the other one. He took his time. You know what? Classic. The Hey You Know It studio was always open.
It scared me a little bit, honestly. Is it locked?
No, it doesn't.
We should make up a sign that says don't come in here.
I feel like they should already have that, but fine. All right.